Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, your purpose midwife, Aaliyah. I just want to thank you guys so much for joining me on this beautiful, beautiful Tuesday evening. You could have been doing anything else, but you chose to spend it with us, and for that, I'm totally thankful. Thank you, sis. I tell you, God is so awesome. When he gave me this topic, I'll tell y'all about that. Let me thank the sponsors first, and then I'll tell y'all about how God gave me the topic and all that good stuff. So I'm excited about this topic. But thank you, thank you, thank you to our business coach, our one and only travel ambassador business coach, Elder Cornelia Brown. Elder Cornelia Brown can help you with your business startup, get your business started, your home-based business. She can get you started even with a business, small business, if you're interested. At as low as $25. Her number is 404-786-0873. Also, if you want to get a beautiful basket, you can go visit her site at Red Rose CM, like Charlie Mary, .labella, L-A-B-E-L-L-A, baskets.com. That was Red Rose CM. .labellabaskets.com. And I tell you, this woman is so God-sent. And when God placed us in each other's path, we were in a play together, about a year, almost 2 years ago now, and she found out I had a show. She said, "Woman of God, I am going to support you. I love your spirit. I love what you're doing." So I give God praise for that. That number was 786-0873. Thank you so much, Mrs. Mom. Probably sitting with that. So she is, I tell you, a heaven sent, beautiful, beautiful spirit. Always blessing people, I tell you. And that's just her heart. Not to say she did it, that's just her heart. We have Mom Biz Boss, where Mom Biz Boss stands for Multiple Operational Managers. And the topic, their tagline is when business and motherhood is one and the same. So, you know, mothers are always doing all the time, doing all kind of stuff. So you can join other moms, whether you're a mother or not. You can join other women with the same mindset at mombizboss.org. Ladies, if you love, love, love your accessories and stuff, go visit on Instagram. Go to instagram.com/ultimatelyunique, the letter U, ultimately unique you, and go get some of your beautiful, beautiful pieces with ultimately unique you. Oh, and happy International Literacy Day, and happy International Literacy Day to all my author friends. For those of you who have little ones, I have a children's book that you can go out there and purchase for your babies. I did a story time, and I posted it on my author page. So if you go look at my author page, I am doing a story time with that book. You are welcome to go purchase it. It is out there on Amazon and all of your digital outlets. It's called A Learning Book Just For Me, and it is a bilingual sing-along
learning book with my character that teaches English and Spanish. We have bit.ly. If y'all go visit bit.ly/onfire, the number two, the word live, you guys can go out and get any of our wellness and health products. If you want to detox, get on your wellness journey. Today is 21 days that I committed to me. You know, you make those commitments to everybody else, and you just, thank you, Nicole. And you do everything for everybody. You just all in for everybody else. But when it's time for you to commit to self, you kind of like drop that ball somewhere around day three, day five, sometimes day two, right? But, y'all, today is day 21. I'm so excited and proud of myself because you know what? When you can be honest with yourself, then you know that you've grown. And so today was day 21. Yesterday, before I got on the highway to head back from Nashville, I didn't have the time to go and do my 3-mile walk. But I jumped in the gym, jumped on a bike, and did 5 miles on the bike. So I'm talking about it, y'all. So I've done something, some type of movement for 21 days as of today. So, y'all, that's my thing for you is it's time for you to commit that same commitment level that you have to everybody else. Do it for you. Well, tonight's topic, y'all, I'm excited. Tonight's topic is detach, decompress, and reconnect. Now, you're like, huh? What you talking about, Leah? Detach, decompress, and reconnect. Well, let me tell y'all how the Lord gave me this topic. I was driving down the mountain yesterday, and I heard the Lord say that, and I was like, whoa. And then in my walk this morning, we have this is my time with him that I allow, you know, myself to just have that still time with him. And sometimes I give one of my cousins a call and say, let me tell you what the Lord released, and honey, we just have a good old celebratory time. But that release that he gave me, it was yesterday morning driving down the mountain, and I was like, okay, God. All right, and I told my cousins, I was like, y'all, let me tell you what the Lord just gave me. And they were looking at me like, okay. Of course I was excited, but that's just me. But this morning in the walk, he just reminded me of that. And I said, okay, that's our topic. So tonight's topic is detach, decompress, and in order to decompress and detach, when you finish with all that, then it's time to reconnect. Now, let me tell you how he gave it to me, and then you tell me, how that topic speaks to you, because we're going to chat about this thing. So for me, he said, let's detach from everything that is holding you in bondage, whether it is social media, whether it is negative people, whatever it is that you need to detach from to be able to completely just go all in with him. Because when you have all these negative voices and all this negativity, it's time to detach. I heard someone say one time, I got to get off Facebook because all this negativity, let me tell you something. I get on, the people that I'm attached to on Facebook, they're like-minded like me. They are peaceful. They're at peace. And even when they have their days, because we all have our days, they may even say, somebody pray for me. And so in that realm, you need to reevaluate who you're attached to or reevaluate your connection. So that detach, he said, detach from anything that's sucking the breath out of you, sucking the life out of you, it's time to detach. Decompress. After you detach from all of that, now it's just time to just decompress from all of it, just get all of it out. And just as you hear that woo-saw moment, right, just woo-saw, detach, woo-saw. And then, y'all, I love it. Detach the Wusa. And when I told y'all to detach the Wusa, it was 808. And Isla and Nicole, you both know what I'm talking about with those numbers. And then he said, reconnect. Now, when you've let all the negativity go, when you've let all the things that you allow to hold you hostage or keep you in bondage, now, when you've done it, you let all that go, now go ahead and reconnect to me so I can fully give you what I've called you to. Sometimes detaching from what you thought you wanted to do and let him show you who you are. Because I remember the Lord told me, he said, when you get out of your own way, I'm going to show you who you are. Now, hear me clearly, because somebody needs to hear that. That wasn't just the word he gave for me, but it was for somebody else. He said, go ahead and get out of your own way so that I can show you who you are. So let's talk about this. Let's chat. So I'm going to post the link. And if you want to come on, and you don't want to be seen, enable your microphone, but turn off your camera. You don't have to be seen. You'll come on with me, and we'll just see a black box, but we'll hear your voice. Or you can dial in at 929-477-2178, and we'll just hear your voice that way as well. So for those of you whose phone won't allow you to do both, if you try to deactivate the camera and it does a microphone too, then you can call in on that number. Otherwise, we want to hear your feedback on that topic. Detach, decompress, and reconnect. That's our topic for tonight. Let's check. Who wants to be the first to share? Let me check the radio audience and see who's going to share tonight. I didn't see anybody raising their hand over there either. So who's going to share tonight on that topic? Because it's time to detach from everything. Everything that's holding you bound is 929-477-2178. And press option 1, which basically tells me you're raising your hand, and I can bring you on so we can hear you. Or you can come in on the link that I just clicked on and turn the camera off, and we'll just hear your voice. I've had several people do that in the past. They're like, girl, my hair is a hot mess, or girl, this is a bad hair day, or girl, I just don't want to be seen today. It's not today. So if you want to share on the topic, if God is giving you something about the topic, share. I'd love to hear it. Let's see. Let's go over and check. So that's 929-477-2178, or click on the link that I just shared, the one that says StreamYard.com/my with the numbers behind it. And let's chat about this topic tonight. So I know when I was in the mountains, it was like sometimes you just need to change your surroundings and just be in a place of just being still and peaceful. And when you're in a place of this constant traffic and constant this and constant that, sometimes you need to detach from that because you can't really think clearly when there's just too much noise. And so with that said, it's time to detach. Even if it's just 1 hour, it's time to detach. All right, Ms. Isna, we see you coming in, and you are not sure being shown. It'll just be your voice. So welcome to All Party Inspire this evening. How are you?
Thank you for welcoming me.
You're welcome. All right. So tonight's topic of detach, decompress, and reconnect. What is that saying to you, or what does that mean to you?
Oftentimes, I don't think we evaluate what we first have attached ourselves to.
Wow.
And so until you actually take a moment to look at your life, see what the residuals are.
Mm-hmm.
With having certain attachments, I don't think you'll know what to detach from until you see what you're manifesting.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's not what you had hoped for, I think that's when we start to reassess, well, wait a minute, if I'm getting the same results and I'm around the same people,
mm-hmm.
then that would indicate disconnected.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that I go through several reassessments in my life,
mm-hmm.
going through my phone sometimes to see who I need to detach from that I'm not even connecting with. They're just in my phone. And there is no connection. And oftentimes we wonder, well, why are we allowing things and people to take up space that aren't really occupying a positive space in your life? And
you
so I had to detach,
mm-hmm.
and when I decompress, I understand what I've allowed to stress me. So
mm-hmm.
stress means decompressing. Your stress levels are minimized,
mm-hmm.
and eradicated when you really start to make an assessment of the people that you need to detach from. And I have found that most people are afraid of being alone, feeling like being alone means that they're not a good person or nobody wants to be around you. But sometimes God just needs some quiet time with just you and him in order to speak to you, in order to direct you, in order to instruct you
mm-hmm.
on where to go and what to do and the people who need to be in your life or who need to be removed, or not so much people take that negatively. Remove being negative, if I remove chocolate off my foot, that means that it didn't belong there. It was causing some kind of discomfort. Removal of something doesn't mean negative all the time.
Right.
So, yes, I feel like my life is less stressful with less people that I'm in contact with.
Okay. Well, I share you. I love what you said a moment ago. You said, why do we allow people to take up space when they're not adding value? What was that you said? I was trying to think of it if I could type it, but I'm like, it just went so fast.
It's just like people are taking up space, but they're not adding any value pretty much in your life. They're just there. And so we think because we have all these people in our phone and we got just like Facebook, I got 15 friends. No, you don't. No, you don't. You got 15 people who are looking on your page, and most of them are not. And that's why we get upset. Like, you didn't see my post? I'm like, they are not looking at your post. They're not even trying to find your post. You're your one life, and you feel like don't nobody like you. But I'm going to tell you, the less likes I get, the more I feel like I'm on tune. I'm in tune. Mm-hmm. The less likes I get, the more I feel like, well, baby, the narrow is the path. And
You can't get caught up in numbers.
I don't get caught up in numbers.
No, ma'am, not at all. You know, I think some of the most powerful shows showed me great day, Minnesota. I tell you, some of the most powerful shows that got it really shown out in. I saw small numbers, but then when I went back, I saw a lot of views, but it didn't matter whether I saw a lot of views or not. It was okay. I did what God said to do, and I was happy. I was at peace because I know that's what he told me to do. And it's all about what he being free because you know you're doing what he said, not versus doing what makes man happy. Makes sense.
That's right. When you do it for God, ultimately it will reach the people that it's supposed to reach.
Right.
It doesn't mean many, but all it takes is one.
Right.
In order for that message to be delivered.
Absolutely.
There wasn't a whole lot of Jesus, there's still one. And he is now known all throughout the world.
Amen.
One.
Just one. And one walking in obedience.
They're not talking all about the 12 disciples. They talk about Jesus and Judas.
That's true.
The one who denied us, you say, well, Peter, just doesn't deny us. But all I'm saying is, it only takes one obedient one.
Yes.
In order to be great.
I love that. It only takes one obedient one. Amen, amen, and amen.
So, I thank you, sister, for walking in your obedience. You have been consistent, and see, consistency is key to everything. You have been consistent. It doesn't matter whether you have 1 or 100,000 people on your show. You still show up, you still minister, and that's exactly what is supposed to happen. When you know you have been called.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
You answer the call. It doesn't matter how many people pick up. You still do your call.
Amen.
And I thank you, Aaliyah, for being obedient because this is what shows. In season and out, you are always ready.
Amen. I thank you so much for that. And I appreciate that. You know, like I tell people all the time, sometimes the encourager needs to be encouraged. So I appreciate that wholeheartedly. I do.
You're welcome.
All right, I'm blessed. Love you too. All right, next we have Miss Nicole. Welcome to Friday Inspire. How are you, my darling?
Hello, ma'am. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I am good.
So what did you have to add to the topic tonight of what we have going on with detach, decompress, and reconnect?
Being one that was had just come out of a detachment and having to decompress and reconnect again, I think it's very important that you detach so you can solely hear the voice of God. Sometimes there are many voices echoing. You got voices from the left to the right from you. Sometimes you just get to the point to where you just get confused.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to detach and get with God, get in your word, get in your worship, get in your praise, so that you can hear exactly what it means that the Lord is saying for your life. What is he saying in this season?
Mm-hmm.
You know, COVID-19 means a lot to different people in this season. God is saying, be still for some. He's saying, start a business for others. Different things. So during the detachment and decompressing, you get to hear more of what God is saying. And then when you are able to reconnect, God will assign you to exactly what you need to say when you need to say it. So I think that that's what this message tonight said to me.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you so much for sharing. I appreciate that because, you know, I love to hear the take on when God gives you something. There's so much interpretation, and nobody's way is the right way, but it feeds each and every person that hears it in some capacity, you know. So I love it. It's just like the body. The body gets every part of the body is fulfilling its purpose. So I appreciate each and every person that shared it. So thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, we have the next one, Minister Costa. Welcome back. No, so sir, how are you this evening?
I am well. How are you?
I am well. I am well. What does this topic say to you, woman of God?
Well, you know, I think that, you know, sometimes we have to, I think it was Nicole, what she was just saying is, you know, you have to disconnect from people,
mm-hmm.
disconnect from things, just and get by yourself and hear what the Lord is saying.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and in this season, it's also, I hope people have realized that with COVID, the pandemic, everything, you know, this has been such an opportune time to spend with the Lord. And so he can pour into you what you need during this time. And so whenever you can just let go, and it's okay to be by yourself sometimes. You have to learn how to enjoy your own company.
Yeah.
And when you can start to enjoy your own company and you can start to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, then, you know, you can let go of some of the stresses and the strains and really get in tune to what is it? You got to take care of yourself. I think you yourself have been posting a lot of things about getting healthy, taking time for yourself. That you got to give yourself permission to love yourself.
Yeah.
And it's okay, you know. I just quickly, you know, people have to learn the ministry of no. And I think you and I were talking about that once, and I know I was talking to my mom about it before Pastor Davis. And, you know, you have to get into the ministry of no. You got to learn how to say no to, you don't have to take every assignment. You don't have to take every, be somewhere people want you to be. You don't have to do those things. You just have to let go and be able to give the Lord some time and spend some time with him and spend time with yourself. Get to know yourself. And then when you get ready to plumb back in the people, you get ready to plumb back in, you're refreshed. This is a season of refreshing and a season of restoration and a season of being able to get back and reconnect to those things that bring you joy and bring you happiness. And if people don't realize when you're able, when they allow you to disconnect, to decompress, as the topic is tonight, when you get ready to reconnect, they're going to get the refreshing. They're going to get the renewedness, not only of yourself, but whenever you get ready to pour out to others, it's new. And, you know, and you need that. Everyone needs that in order to be able to withstand all the things that we go through just from day to day.
Yes, absolutely.
You need that.
Absolutely. And Minister Hope said, learn the ministry and power of no. Absolutely. Absolutely, positive.
Yes.
Learn the ministry and power of no. Reconnect to what brings you joy. Yes, absolutely. It's time to, you know, take everything away that's draining you and just put it to the side. And that,
okay,
that drainage may not look like what you thought it was going to look like. It may be, you know, whatever it is.
whatever it is, you know what it is that's draining you. And when you disconnect from it and detach yourself from it, then you're going to see the freedom in it so that you can reconnect and find your joy in Him to do the outpouring, as you say, to pour into you, to minister to you everything that's necessary. And we as women, we wear so many hats. We take on so much at one time. And like you both said, it's time to learn the power and the ministry of no, because this is prime time that God is saying, okay, those who have a voice to hear, an ear to hear me and hear my voice, and you desire to hear my voice, I'm speaking. And I'm summoning you to unto myself so that you can hear what I'm calling you to do. Oh, God, I did not plan that one, but that was a release for somebody. The Lord just said that He's summoning us to hear Him, because there's a great work. He keeps saying there's a great work to be done. But those who are really, really, you know He's pulling on you. You know He's tugging at your heart. He said, I'm summoning them in this hour and in this time. So, my goodness. Yeah, I tell y'all, you know, God is so beautiful. He's so awesome. He's so beautiful. And so it's like when you just get in a place of, you know what, God, you gave me this topic, and I'm just going to let you do you. And then you reconnect with others who have the same spirit, that has His spirit, that loves Him earnestly. Because I have, you know, the three of you all that just spoke, I have Minister Hope that's actually typing in, and all of you all love Him, and He loves you. And so you have that heart of just speaking, you know, speaking. Even Jesus went to the other side to disconnect and reconnect to His Father. That's what Minister Hope just said. Absolutely. And I think that, as Isma said a moment ago, sometimes people don't know how to be alone. And it's okay to be like that. You know, even in, for women, we jump out of one relationship into the other relationship. And the Lord was like, how about spending some time with me? Just like you want, I want that man to show you that attention and whatever. Show me that kind of attention. Desire the attention from me. Desire to hear from me like that. I was like, whoo, the first time me and my father had that kind of conversation, I was like, whoo, whoo. But that's real talk, and that's what people need to hear right now. It's no more time to sugarcoat or play patty cake with it. It is not time for that. It's time for us to be real so that He can get a work done, because it's time for us to get it done. Get it done. Stop procrastinating. Stop allowing fear to paralyze you. Stop allowing people that God ain't told you to even tell anyway. Mr. Hope's encouragement this morning, she said, sometimes God is saying, and the Holy Spirit dropped in our spirit, He said, sometimes God is telling you to move in silence. So if there's something on the inside of you that you know that whoever you're connected to, they're your children somewhat, but you know this is a God thing, to where they're like, girl, you should have got, move in silence. He'll show you how. So Mr. Hope, that right there was like, woo, this morning. That was a woo. Wow. Mrs. Carlson, we appreciate you. Anything else you want to add?
No, ma'am. I think that's what I wanted to add tonight.
All right. Well, I appreciate you, and thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, as always.
Thank you. These ladies have truly blessed me. I tell y'all, Isma, Nicole, Minister Carlson, Minister Hope has been typing in. Anybody else want to join in, you can join in by typing, or you can join in and come on in. I just popped that link in again. Again, you do not have to be seen. These ladies were like, I don't want to be seen, but I do want to share. So you, if that's the case, you just turn off the camera. Thank you, Isma. I can't even take the credit for it. The Holy Spirit gave it to me driving down the mountain from Nashville. But my cousins and I were headed back yesterday, so I tell you, God is so faithful. You're just being in a place of just being still and hearing Him. All I was doing was driving everybody in the car asleep. Nope. I don't know if everybody was asleep at that point. Maybe everybody was asleep. I know it was me and him at that point. And then I think I woke everybody up telling them, guess what I heard him say? So I give God glory and praise. This is a topic from Him. And so it's time for us to take it seriously. Detect. If that means turning off social media, if that means, you know, this is something that I used to do all the time, and I've gotten to the place where I do it again. by the hour before my show, I wouldn't allow anybody to have conversation with me unless it was positive or if it was in a place of helping me get into a place of worship. Because if I'm coming to minister to you or just encourage you, whatever God has me doing at that moment, I cannot allow that to, I can't be counsel mode right now. I have to do that afterwards. In this place, I have to know how to detach and just be connected to him or those who are in that same realm of where he is. And some of you have to be, to know when to detach, to know when, okay, yeah, I can handle this. No. This ain't the time for that. So from conversations that are going left field and you know you got to get ready to do some things that God is calling you to do, shut them down. Shut them down. I remember last week we did the show about an hour early. And, about an hour early, and we only went for half an hour. And then I jumped off the show, jumped onto a class with Minister Hope's ladies, and that was so powerful. Thank you so much for that. And then jumped off with them at, 9 o'clock, and then jumped back on and had to minister at 10 o'clock with Women of Vision International. And when I tell y'all, it was so beautiful because you got to know how to just kind of step back and let God just do it. And he did just that. And I remember the topic was knowing who you are. And I remember God allowed me to do Who Are You back in May. And he said some of these scriptures you're going to use from On Friday Inspire when I gave you that piece for them. I gave you that for them. But when you speak to the ladies on the conference call for their revival, you're not going to be speaking from that place. You're going to be speaking with a fresh word, fresh manna from me. And you got to know that you can't use stale words, stale bread, just because the topic is similar or the same. No, you can't do it. So God gave me a fresh word for them in the now. You got to be able to disconnect, detach, so that you can reattach and give people what's needed for that time. I know God uses Minister Hope daily, Monday through Friday, and I praise God for her. Sometimes I jump on, I can jump on with her, and sometimes I can't, but I go back and listen to the replay. Because even as a person that you're doing the empowerment, everybody else needs to be able to, you got to know when to, that you got to be filled too. You got to be able to have your time with God for him to fill you, whether it's, of course you're going to be through his word, but also through other people that's empowering you. Yes, permit God to lead. Absolutely. Allow him to lead. Because when you take the lead, you're always fumbling the ball. And so I say now, and, you know, some people can't handle this, but this is what I tell God. I said, my word, my will is no longer my will. My will is now your will. So let's go ahead and take my free will out of the box. I don't even want that. I want your will, your perfect will, to be my will so that I can do your will. Because that free will thing, see, I tried that and it didn't work out. I tried that and it brought a lot of headache and stuff. So don't want to do that anymore. Been there, done that. So what I want to do now is, God, your perfect will, no more permissive will, but your perfect will, so that I can walk in the thing that you're calling me to, that higher place of elevation, and hear me clearly. Some of you are trying to walk in a place of yesterday when God says, that's not your word for the day. That's not who I'm calling you to be in today. So that's why he's saying, it's time for you to detach. It's time for you to decompress, because you got to reconnect. Oh, God, I feel all the spirit. It's time to reconnect for the now word, for the now journey, for that place of elevation that he's taking you to, because it's not even a place of new levels. It's new dimensions he's trying to take some of you to. And so I need y'all to understand that it's not me at all. That's why I always say it's not me, it's all him. And that's what he's doing. He's trying to have you detach, decompress, and deconnect so you can hear him so clearly, so you can follow his direction so clearly, so that you can just be resuscitated. Because some of you, I see you in the spirit, and I see you like this. You're just so worn down. You're just so beat down. And you're smiling, and you're carrying on. You're putting on that game face. But inside, I see you like, oh, Lord, help me. And I see that. But God says, here and now, I'm here to do just what you need me to do. But I need you to detach. I need you to decompress. And I need you to go ahead and reconnect to me, reconnect to the one who gave breath, the one who gave life to me, the one who knew you before you were born in your mother's womb. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Y'all hear me? This is God speaking directly to you. For some of you, he's saying that. What you've done it your way. You've tried your way, and it didn't work. And I tried mine, the original way. Yes, yes, reconnect to the vine. Yes, yes, yes. You know, you're the branch. Reconnect to the vine and see how fruitful you will be when you connect. Reconnect with the vine. My God, my God. Woo, y'all know I'm a big cry baby, right? So I'm not going to cry. I'm going to hold it together for y'all. Thank you. But I tell y'all, you know, this is a right now word, y'all. Go ahead and detach from the things that's been holding you down. Go ahead and detach from those mindsets. Detach from the things that you've held on to from your past. God has forgiven you from them. I want you to forgive yourself. Because he said, yeah, I know you did that. Yeah, I know you did that. But guess what? I knew you were going to do it. I knew you before you were formed. And yet I still love you. Yet my love was unconditional. Yet I love you no less. I remember I wrote a piece as I was journaling one night. I think it was real, real late. And the Lord said, he said, tell them, hey, man, thank you, Miss Smith. He said, I knew you. He said, in everything that you've done, he said, I knew it, and it's okay. Because I still kept you, I still held you, I still loved you in that place of your doing your permissive thing. But he said, now, try my way, because my will for you is to prosper, to be of good health. And everything that concerns you, my will is for you to prosper. And that's what he's wanting for us, to detach from these things that's held us down and reconnect to him so we can move forward. And move forward that he's calling you to. I'm telling y'all, when I tell y'all, I just saw, and for those of you who know the word and the call upon your life, I see rivers of flowing water, really. I see rivers, but I also see a whole lot of digits with numbers behind them. So I want y'all to check the thing I'm about to type in here, what I'm seeing, because I'm showing y'all what I'm seeing in the spirit. So you go ahead and receive what I'm seeing. But I'm seeing a bunch of zeros in the spirit. And so, yes, I'm seeing rivers of water just flowing. And he's that, oh, God, I thank you. But I'm seeing zeros after zeros with a bunch of commas. So you go ahead and receive your portion because it's yours. And you got to understand what's yours. Because, see, when we're stuck in religion and tradition and what we knew when we were growing up, that's not the kingdom way. The kingdom way is that right now thing that God is saying, this is what I've called you to. This is what I'm calling you to. And what you grew up in or what you thought you knew even yesterday is not even right now. Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord. Whew. My God, my God. Anybody else want to share tonight? Thank you, Jesus. I tell y'all, my Father is so awesome. And all he needs is a willing vessel. Yes, God. You go ahead and receive your portion, Ms. Smith. My God, my God. He is only a representative of currents of water flowing abundantly, nonstop. Glory to God. You better go ahead, Ms. Matianti. Some things need to fall off in order to spring forward. All right now. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Anybody want to add anything? Y'all can type or y'all can share. If you don't want to come on and be seen, of course, again, you can turn your cameras off. But I tell you, as God gave me the topic, I said, okay, God, this is yours. So I'm just going to be your willing vessel. And whatever you want to do, however you want to do it. But I wasn't going to sit. Yes, ma'am. I wasn't going to sit and write down what I thought I wanted to say or what I thought I wanted to do. But what I am going to say is I was just still and said, okay, Father, you do your work. You say to the people what you want them to hear because this ain't even me. I'm telling y'all, everything that's been said down to the very last word, I didn't plan because because I didn't plan a show tonight. All I did was give a topic, and I said, okay, God, this is your topic. I don't want to plan it. You do it. And that's what he did. And that's what he's asking many of you to do. He's saying, trust me enough to know that I'm going to do my perfect work. Oh, my God. Somebody look up Jeremiah 31:3. Somebody look that up for me and type it in the chat. My God, my God. My God, my God, my God. Thank you, Jesus. You know, life has dealt so many people some things that they didn't plan. You receive your portion, amen. And things that they didn't plan. And some people did not plan to be starting over at 40. Some people didn't plan to be starting over at 45. Some people didn't plan to be starting over at 50, but guess what? God said, I knew that, and it's okay. The Lord appeared to us in the past saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with unfailing kindness. Amen. Thank you so much. And that's what he was saying when I was hearing that a while ago. He was saying, I've loved you with an everlasting love. So regardless of what you've done, what you've said, the choices you've made, he's forgiving you. He said, I've loved you with an everlasting love. And I've drawn you with unfailing kindness. And he said, I've drawn you. One of the versions, one of the translations says, I've drawn you to myself. Ooh, my God, my God, I've drawn you to myself. Mr. Coulter, you trying to come back? Okay. Amen. I was trying to make sure. I didn't want to add you, and I wasn't, you know, because I was like, she coming back on? Is that me? All right. All right. What was that you want to add? Amen.
Now, I wanted to, as you were flowing, as you are flowing in the spirit, the one thing that I typed in the private chat that I wanted to share was, this is a season where the old wineskin can't handle the new wine. And there's a newness that's flowing in the spirit and in the atmosphere. So the old things have got to pass away because what the Lord is doing in this time, the old can't handle the new. Because remember the scripture that says that if they pour the new wine and old wine skin, it ain't going to bust, and you would waste the new wine on the ground. Okay? So in this time of detaching and decompressing and reconnecting, the Lord is doing something new. And so what the new that he is bringing in, the old stuff has got to go. Yeah. So like you said earlier, the religious, those things, the traditional things. No, God wants his hands loose so he can do in the body of Christ what he has been wanting to do, and that's him. I mean, didn't he die? Didn't he get up when that old body passed away?
Yeah.
When he got up, it was new. It was totally new.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, God is doing something new in this hour, so we just have to be prepared and get refreshed for it, because what's happening now is powerful. It's powerful.
Yeah.
And, you know, so you want to, God, be encouraged and be blessed, because what God is doing in you is something new. It's something that the body of Christ is not, you know, that we're not used to. But we got to have it because that's what he's doing.
Yes.
You know, continue, just continue to be encouraged and continue all the things that God is doing as he is. Has detached you from some things. He's decompressed you. He has allowed you to come forward in this hour. Just know it's a new thing that's needed at this time. It's just like having the Esther spirit. But such a time as this, God is bringing some new things to pass.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Esther said, all right, Minister Hope said, loose God's hand. And here's the Sarah, read Joel 2. Any particular scriptures on this one? I'm going into it now. Wow. I tell you, God is so faithful. Because I'm telling you, I said, I wasn't even prepared for anything tonight because I didn't want to do me. I want to do him, all him. Amen. Will you finish, Minister Cole? Well, I guess so. Amen. Come on out. Yes. Come on, Elder Spirit. Yes. It's no any particular verse that you wanted me to read there. Oh, the whole chapter. Okay. Okay. Yeah, signal drop. I can't hear you.
Yes, I was done. Yes, yes, yes. I touched the wrong button. I was done. Thank you. To God be the glory. To God be the glory.
Jesus. Amen. So she was just saying she loved the Elder Spirit. And also she said, Joel, the second chapter, she said the entire chapter blessed her. And the title or the topic of that chapter says, for the good news version said, the locust of the warning of the devil is the Lord. But I tell you, whoo, on your own time, it will bless your soul. Jesus, I tell you, this has been such a blessing tonight. Such a blessing. When you just get out of the way and let him do his perfect work. So tonight's topic has been, whoo, oh, God, it's such a blessing. If you want to add to this topic or share, I just clicked on the link. Again, if you don't want to be seen, you don't have to be seen. You can turn your camera off, and we just hear your voice and see, like, a black screen. So if you have anything to share, to allow you to do so now, I just clicked on that link again. I'm going to just put the link back in the chat again if you want to share. But I tell you, this has been... And I tell y'all, oh, God, holy, holy, yeah. But there is a scripture that came to mind when she said that. I can't think of what it is right this very moment. Amen. Anybody else have anything to add? Because we're going to jump off. If you don't have anything to add, y'all already know. I don't prolong the time. If God stops speaking, I don't just go. If he ain't flowing, I don't either. Amen. Anybody have anything else to add? If you want to add anything, a comment, if you want to type, or if you want to jump on, I just add the link one more time. But the topic tonight, oh, this is all God. It's been such a blessing. Time to detach, decompress, and reconnect. Walk in his authority, and he will shift you to a higher position to give him glory. Amen, Mr. Bugs. Amen, Mr. Mia. Amen, amen, amen. I bless God for you and the women of God tonight. My scripture, John 15, I've been standing on it. All right, so y'all, we got two scriptures that were sent to us tonight. Share Joel number two, chapter 2 and John 15. So, that's the scripture that you can read and get into your spirit as you're spending your time of detachment and decompressing and just letting the Lord speak back to you. Amen. When God says move, move. Amen. When he says move, move. And when he says be still, be still. When he says disconnect, time to do just that. I don't care what you're doing. He says disconnect, cut it off. Cut it off. Mid-sentence. Got to go. Got to do it. That's what you got to do. Because in this hour, it's imperative that you hear his voice. Because he's doing some great things for his people. And he's speaking. You got to drown out all the noise so you can hear him. So I give God praise for that decompressing time I had this weekend. I give God praise for being able to share with you guys. I give God praise for all of you out sharing with me. Whether it was in the chat or whether it was coming on, I thank God for each and every one of you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So we'll be back next week, same time, same place, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am Amelia, your perfect midwife, your biggest cheerleader, Miss Alvada Inspired, which y'all call me, but God told me I'm your perfect midwife. I love you guys. I'll see y'all next week. Love you.